Be right back. Welcome back to the Koi Relax Podcast Show. Now, some of these tapes is going to be released after Christmas, and I'm sure Go With The Flow will be paid for. So, we're going to go ahead and do the soundtrack, the theme song, on the next taping. Okay. Because some are going to release today, and on November the 22nd. I'm going to release tomorrow, and probably Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Put them up for release, and then we go up, and y'all can listen to them around 12 o'clock a.m. in the morning. So that'll be today, tomorrow, Thanksgiving, Friday, Black Friday, Saturday. You will have a Saturday, new episode for Saturday. And probably I'll go back live Sunday. And I'm going to go live tonight on the 22nd of November. Right after I record this. And this is going to be a pre-recorded, but we're going to go up live. It's going to go up for y'all to listen to. Now, it's a lot of stuff to talk about, so it's never enough to talk about. It's just so much to talk about in the world, and the past, the present, the future. It's just so much. I mean, so much. I mean, go on to talk about the Star Trek fan stuff, the Star Wars stuff, the Michael Jackson stuff, the New Edition stuff, OJs, so on. Music, entertainment, kung fu, fighting, horses, whatever we talk about. But one of the reasons why this show was created to talk about the strange worlds, strange phenomenons. And when I say strange phenomenons, I mean UFOs, the shadow people, the men in black, Black Mountain. That's right, it is a Black Mountain. Special force. Right in Virginia, it's called Black Mountain. Area 51, and all kinds of stuff. In this section, that's what we're talking about. Now, let's go to out west. Okay, we're going to go out west. Then we're going to go over the seas. Now, we're going to right around Area 51 area, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, and the desert of Nevada in California. So, we know about those deserts. We know about those areas. We know about stuff that happened over the years. We know about bodies been buried there by the mob and all. Yeah, that's right. People been buried in the desert. They have not found yet. People been, throughout decades and all, missing people. They take them to the desert, and they bury you. And the desert is a really big place. You ever been to Death Valley? Try to walk Death Valley. Try to walk it. I bet you'll never walk it again. When I say you will never walk it again, do you think you have like 4 bottles of water and you're going to be okay? Oh, I'll be okay. And just walk it. Just take a walk on it. See how far you're going to go. And I talk about Death Valley. Well, out there, we already know about 1947. We do know about Project Blue Book. Everybody who knows about 1947 know about Project Blue Book. And Project Blue Book is one of those projects that the government had about UFOs. That's right. They had it. They did actually had X-Files. It was called Project Blue Book. And probably was a study in Malta back in those days. And they probably was signed to this Project Blue Book. Now, they probably call it another name now, because I still think we got a gateway. I really do. I really do think we got a gateway. Anybody know about Stargate? I actually think that we do have a Stargate. You know why? Because you go anywhere near Area 51. I mean, anywhere near. Just step your pinky toe over that line. About 5 black trucks going to come surround you. And I haven't been there yet. Just to know that. But saw videos, people going there and stuff. And they got all kinds of sensors, cameras, all kinds of stuff. And the government said, we don't have nothing there. But you got all kinds of protection and stuff there. Now, I don't know, they got little green men and stuff like that. But I really think something's really going on in Area 51. And my idea of something going on, the TV show Stargate. I look at Stargate, they never told American citizens about Stargate. They kept it secret. And that's why I think the government was running this show. It was time to tell us something. We got a Stargate, but you will never know about it. You know? And some people say Hitler escaped. And it was a big blue thing that he escaped from. They say it was a Stargate, you know. It was aliens, you know. And right after, I think about 1947, so it had to be 3 years after the war. 45, 46, 47. You know? Just think about it, people. Just, oh my God. This making me think more. I just really got to get some information on this now. This thing just make you think, you know? How they come up with these ideas of TV shows. And just think that the TV show, Stargate SG-1. Not the other three sequels and stuff. This Stargate SG-1. They never went up to the surface, went to tell the people that we can travel to other worlds in a Stargate. And this is why I think the government, the real government, is lying to us. And I think they was in control of this show. I actually think they produced this show. Because this show was this, it was too military and too real, you know? And when some people know that they did have a Stargate, and some of the episodes they used to go to the surface, get a fresh air, and one episode they went to, and this guy knew what they was doing. He knew what they was doing, who they are and everything. He knew about the Stargate. I don't know what the name of the episode is, but I know the Stargate team went to the surface because the black guy used to play an alien from the show. The show is based on the Stargate movie, and he was there to help him. He came from this world to help the Stargate team, and it's a really good show, but I really believe that Stargate SG-1, it was so military and so real, and it was based on 1947. Guys, it's something going on. Really. Stargate fans, I love the show. It was no Star Trek or no Star Wars, but it was close to it, and it was a good show. But it was too military. It was just too close to real. And this show was underground. They had the Stargate underground. They had a military procedure underground, like they do now. As you go to Shawty Mountain in Colorado, they have an underground base. If you go to NSA in Hawaii, they got an underground base. You go to Black Mountain, they got an underground base. And they got a lot of other ground bases across the world. Our military do. That's right. I'm putting it out there. I know we do. You might think I'm just crazy and all, and there's like science fiction movies and stuff like that, but it's not that. Believe me, it's not that. It's real, guys. And when I say it's real, it's real. Okay? I really believe that it is a Stargate. I don't know. I don't know about y'all guys. I believe it. Because how do we get technology so advanced so quickly? It wasn't that long ago when we just had computers that we had to program, put codes in, just to turn them on and program them. Now we got software, Microsoft and all, and we can just take the computer apart and it comes a tablet, and then we put it back together and it comes a little computer and all. And we got touch screens computers now. And we got touch screen technology now. We got smart TVs now. We got smart cars now. And we all saw this stuff on TV in the Lost in Space TV shows and Star Trek TV shows and James Bond movies. And we know about I know you know about Shawty Mountain. I know everybody know about Shawty Mountain in Colorado. You have to know about that. But like I said, this show is to get back to the basics of things to make you think about stuff the government is doing and what the government is hiding and what the government won't do for medical census and all. And the government is telling you what medicine to buy and stuff. And the government is in control of the people. Just like Russia and China is in control of their people. But America, the government is in control of people in a different way. But the same way. Are they doing? Only thing is, they giving us our democracy and freedom of speech and stuff. But they control us and tell us what medicine we can take. What medicine we can buy. They got a cure for cancer. They got a cure for AIDS. They got a cure for diabetes. But if they break that cure out, it's going to break the economy. You know? We've been can stop depending on gasoline. We could have done that a long time ago. Way back in the 90s and early 80s, we could have went to electric cars and stuff. They already had the technology. Now the world is getting hotter and hotter. The ozone land is getting open and open. Now they want to talk about the environment. And they don't know what to do now. When the last time you seen the snow he in Baltimore on Christmas. What's the last time you saw that? Always snow in December. Not even January no more. Mostly in February now. It used to snow right around the end of November. Right around Christmas time. We don't even get that now. And they had the resources, the technology, and everything to stop this from happening. All along. The whole time. They had technology to go to back to the moon. We got it. They got the technology to go to other worlds. Like I say, the Stargate. Or the Gateway. Or the Galaxy Gate. Whatever the hell they call it. Or whatever top secret name that they got for it. Stargate is not just a TV show, people. And I don't care if y'all don't believe it or not. It to me, it's just not a TV show. Underground bases that they got, top secret stuff that they do. And I ask you to believe that other worlds, and I'm just talking about this, other worlds that we can travel to, probably other galaxies that we can travel to, can come here now, and they live in among us. And a lot of people believe this. A lot of people believe that aliens are living among us. Some believe they controlling our government now. And as time goes along, the big secret is coming out more and more. You know? It's coming out more and more. More and more. Maybe we might not never know. Because they always talk about it's a national risk to home security. That's their main excuse. It's a risk to homeland security and stuff. That's the government's excuse. Go to the Pentagon and ask them. What about Project Blue Book? Can you tell me anything about Stargate? How about your underground bases? It's a matter of national security. We can't talk about that, sir. Like he's a robot or something. It's a national security, and you can't talk about that, sir. What can you talk about, sir? You're so programmed that you can't even talk about. No. what'd you eat this morning? We can't talk about that, sir. It's national security. Okay. Is that hat too tight on your head? That's national security, too? I can't tell you that, sir. It's a matter of national security. Really? And believe me, some of these soldiers is like that. And when I say it, you go to the Pentagon. It's like a city in a city. But it got some secrets in the Pentagon. Some secrets in the Pentagon. I ain't talking about war secrets or special weapon secrets. It got a special place where they know about Project Blue Book. AKA Stargate. Guys, Hitler didn't die. He didn't die. And it was a lot of people reported that he escaped in an underground bunker inside a gateway. Anybody ever saw the episode of Star Trek? The Guardian of Forever. I know Star Trek fans saw it. That's one of the best Star Treks ever. And I'll probably go watch that anyway. But The Guardian of Forever, where Captain Kirk and Spock go back to time. Yeah, called The Guardian. And I think they did a couple episodes in Next Generation. I don't know if they ever did it in Next Generation. Or Deep Space Nine, I don't know. But I know Discovery did it. But I don't know the other Star Treks ever did it. Went back to The Guardian. Guardian Forever. I gotta go look at those episodes. And Star Trek fans, if you do, I mean the real Star Trek fans, I mean the hardcore Star Trek fans who know about this, do y'all remember that The Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and Enterprise went back to the Guardian Forever? It's a question. Can you put that on yes or no on the comments on YouTube comment page? Just put yes or no if it was an episode that they went back there. I already know Discovery did, but I just want to know if the other episodes series did. I don't think they did, because I will remember it. I think they did a show about it. They reported it something, one of those things, you know. But I don't know if they actually did it. But if they did it, it probably will be in the Next Generation episodes, series, TV show. More likely, it will be in the Next Generation, Captain Picard and his crew. Now, I didn't know they did an episode when they first started about Star Trek. Because when they used to itch the hand, it was some kind of disease. They went back to the present, the planet, and they had some kind of disease to pass. When you touch them, they pass on to the other person. And Lieutenant Sulu was going around with a sword. I remember that episode. And they did it the same thing in The Next Generation. But The Guardian Forever, I don't know if they went back to that episode or not. But anyway, it's something like that going on in Area 51. And those bases, top secret bases that you don't know about. And the Men in Black, there's actually people dressed up in the Men in Black. And I ain't talking about FBI agents. I ain't talking about CIA agents. I'm talking about more deeper. And that's right, people. We actually got people that are Men in Black. And you ever go to Arizona, not Arizona, Nevada, it's an airport. That's right, right in the middle of the city, it's an airport. But these people go to get on an unmarked plane and go to Area 51. And some of those people are dressed in black. You know, some scientists and people dress in black. If you ever go to Nevada, look for that airport. It's right in the middle of the city. I mean, right in the middle of the city. Right there. You could barely go up to it and just sit there and watch the people get on the airplane. I mean, I don't think you're supposed to take pictures of them, know who they are and everything. And if you follow them home and all, they ain't gonna talk to you about anything. I mean, I should do a series about that. Maybe I talk to my brother and ask him to do a YouTube story. But just think about it, guys. Just think. So many years, people have been puzzled about this space. And so many episodes of Stargate has been just like Area 51. And to me, it's something similar, identical, mirror image of this show. It had to do with so much like this show. You know, the movie was good. Kurt Russell was really good in it. And the show. But the TV show never got to the point where they announced to the American people and shared this Stargate with other people like Russia and China. You know, seemed like they just kept it to themselves. The American people, the American military kept it to themselves. And I think they did an episode that Russia did have at Stargate. And and I believe it's gateways all over the world. You know, and I actually believe that the movie, the lady who did film the Stargate, that we have these all over the world, you know? And, I mean, just leave your comments. If it's a yes or no, I'm going crazy. I watch too much science fiction. We don't know what you're talking about. But you okay, you get there. I can see all the comments coming up. Come to Speaker, leave your comments. Go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course YouTube, and just leave your comments. But think about it before you put your comments. Just think about it. Go watch the episode of Stargate. If you never watched the episode of Stargate, watch the episode of Stargate. Just ask yourself, why didn't they never tell the American people that they got this? Not in one episode. Now, they did episodes that the American citizens didn't know about it. Like I said, there's one episode that a guy who actually knew what they was doing. And they brought him down to the Stargate. You know. But the general, commander of the base told him he cannot tell no one. You know. And of course, the guy, the main star, I forgot his name, the colonel, you know. It's... And if I'm telling the truth, I won't be surprised if the Air Force call come here right now or tomorrow and tell me you cannot talk about this. And they do that. You cannot talk about this. Why not? It's my freedom of speech. I mean, y'all deny it. So some Americans will believe it. Some Americans think I'm crazy. Some Americans think I watch too much science fiction. Some Americans think I just had too much doggone time on my hand. And I've gone crazy. You know? So, what are you talking about? Some people will believe it. Some people won't. Some people will maybe, you know, but it's up to y'all to believe it, you know, it's up to the American people in the world to believe this, not only here in the United States, but Mexico, Canada, Russia, China, all over the world, they probably got this, the military got this, and like I said before, it's really strange. Roscoe, New Mexico. If you go to that crash site, where the crash site was supposed to be, or the UFO that crashed there, or whatever crashed there, the ship that crashed there. I'm going to just say ship, because that's what it was, a spaceship that crashed there. And of course, to this day, the United States military, that's the Air Force, deny that anything crashed there. But we got witnesses. Some of them are still alive. Some of them disappeared. I mean, soldiers was actually there cleaning up the wreckage and stuff like that. Was actually there. Some people talked about it and all. We got all kinds of documents, documentaries on streaming services about this and stuff. So, go to the library. You can go to the streaming services. You can go anywhere. You can actually go to the crash site. You know, they don't have that blocked off. You know, and go to Roswell, New Mexico. People believe it because it's called the UFO city. When you go there, you can see all kinds of UFO stuff, shirts, businesses. And it's and anybody that's ever been there know what I'm talking about. Y'all definitely know what I'm talking about. But even in the video games, like Grand Theft Auto San Andrea. It's in that. They got Area 51 in there. They call it Area 53. But it's in San Andrea. Even in the new Grand Theft Auto. That's a video game. Anybody don't know what I'm talking about? It's a video game. And CJ started working for the government and discovered Area 51 and all that. So, it's a pretty good, cool game too, because they renewed it, they remastered it and everything. I just got the game. It took me a while to buy it, but I already paid $60 for it. Yeah. Don't make the comment saying, oh, that's why you got selected with me. No. I already bought it before it, you know. I know some people saying. I actually know people be thinking. Like I said, it's already set up. I already set that up. So, on the 9th, December the 9th, that's taken care of. But to get that off my chest, and I feel the people who listen to my show, it's like family to me. No, I feel y'all like family. Y'all support the show. You know, y'all listen to the show. You know, so I feel like y'all like family to me. You know, like church people, brothers and sisters, and where I can talk to you, you know, every day. But like I said, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the crazy stuff that I'll be talking about. Sometimes I think it's crazy, you know. But thank you for listening, guys. Like, you can go to any podcast, probably be way better than this. But y'all guys come to here and y'all listen to me for an hour. Go to iHeartRadio, download it. Y'all go to your stream services and download the podcast. And once again, I like to take this time out and really thank you for your support. Star Wars fans, Star Trek fans, fans of all movies, TV shows, and just fans of podcasts, and fans of everything, including YouTube, iHeartRadio, all the streaming services that carry me, and including Speaker. Thank y'all guys at Speaker for giving the opportunity. I love doing what I'm doing. And I know sometimes I don't pay for my membership, sometimes I fall short. But I come back, and I do pay the $50 a month. You know, right now I'm paying like the $18, you know, but I will be getting back to the $50 because I like that payment plan. Once I get everything balanced again. But it's all about the fans too, though. Mostly the fans that listen. And like Michael Jackson said, if you do anything in the entertainment business, no matter what it is, it's your fans that are going to make you. It's the people that are going to listen to you, hear your show, talk about you, and all. And since this is a broadcast and all everything, I was just thinking about doing some songs, talking, because I have royalty music access, you know, and music that you probably never heard of or heard and been so long that you heard of and that you don't play no more. I was just thinking about playing the music that I will pay for every month, the royalty music, and just playing and then taking a break, talk a little bit, and then playing some more music. Of course, we're going to have commercials at the end of the doing between and everything. You know, the bills got to be paid, so we're going to have commercials and stuff. That's what I was thinking about doing too, make this show more interesting, playing some music every now and then, you know. But I would see, I would think about it, people. Okay, playing some rap music, playing some R&B music, hip hop, country music, and stuff like that. I got access to royalty music, and thanks for speaker and all that. And I just have to pay a monthly fee for it. And just like I do with Go With The Flow, I pay a monthly fee for it. Right now I can't play it because I ain't paying the monthly fee yet. And that's on another platform where I go get the music from. And I play it here on Speaker Studio. And it says broadcast, Corey Whitlock broadcast, right here under my picture. Even though it's a Corey Whitlock show, it's a broadcast. It's a podcast, broadcast, 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 broadcast. Same thing. Going out to million of people, and like I said before, I got people to promote it. Promote this show and everything, and the music that I put on here is just going to support the show. When I go take a break and stuff like that, I just play music, or when I go on a commercial and stuff like that. But I love doing this, guys. I just love doing it, and just thank y'all for listening. Okay. Believe me, it's not the money. It's not. Do get a little tiny fee. Little pinch of money that I get from Speaker. Just a little pinch. Not nothing billions, thousands. No, nothing like that. And anybody do podcasts, y'all know what I'm talking about. Especially on Speaker. Don't get that. It's just something. Just a little something. Just to put it in your pocket, you know. I ain't gonna tell you how much it is. Go do your own podcast. Then you'll find out. But, and it's just fun to do, you know. And I see a lot of people like the show when I do the promoting, send it to the promoters. They help me promote the show, and a lot of people go and like the show all across the country and the world, you know, and or lot of y'all, when I came back around the 7th or somewhere November the 2nd or, and I did a broadcast and did an announcement saying I'm coming back, seemed like everybody started listening and downloading the show, knowing that I'm coming back. And like I said, the charts went way up. I was very surprised how fast that chart went up. You know, and that chart went from down up. And I think it was right around the 4th and the 5th and the 6th. It was just big. And that because all my listeners who listen, once again, thank you. And I hope y'all continue. Even though, like I said, even though sometimes I talk about the same thing, sometimes I talk about my problems and stuff like that, get them off my chest, testify, and tell my testimony and all. But, you know, the show gonna get better. Okay? And as I was talking about Area 51, Roscoe, 1947 crash, that's what I built the show on. Men in Black, the Shadow People. I don't know y'all ever heard about KF on iHeartRadio, and I forgot his name, Coast to Coast host. Well, that's why I got the idea to do this. You know, he talk about strange things from Monomo, you know, and I listened to his show. I think his name is Norman or something. It's called Coast to Coast on iHeartRadio, KF Radio. I think it's KF Radio or something like that. And it's only on iHeartRadio. You got to go to iHeart even to get the station. And he comes on Sundays, and right around 10 o'clock, and he started talking about stuff. And my brother introduced me to him, and I told y'all about this when I first started the show, you know. But in case the new people don't know about the story, why I started the show and everything, now you know. It was KFD. KF, I really can't remember it, and I don't have my phone with me to pull it up, but it's on iHeart. His name is Newman. His name is Norman. It's called Coast to Coast, and it's on iHeart Radio. And I think it's KC, something like that. I'm pretty sure that's wrong. I know it has a K in it, KFC, something like that. And they call it Coast to Coast Radio. They do it in L.A. His name is Newman. And they talk about this stuff, like Area 51, the Shadow People, the Men in Black. Now, he's been doing it for a long time. Like I said, my brother introduced me to this show. To this radio show. Now, I know Brian's still listening to it or not, but I stopped listening to it since I started this. And I'm going to start listening to it again. But, you know, I got a lot of fans, and they've been waiting for a while to hear what I got to say. Now, I know family listen, but like I said, again, it's family and friends and this whole community that listen is family, okay? All of y'all who pet likes, who download the show, who listen to the show, and all, you're family, okay? It's not only my show, it's your show. share this show with y'all. Because I could have no audience. You know, there's zero. And some of the platforms probably wouldn't even pick me up if I didn't, you know. I'm still trying to get Apple and Amazon Music to pick me up, you know. But I'm going to probably have a call speaker to try to help me, you know, get Amazon and speaker to help me, help them pick me up. And call Apple, ask them how can I put my podcast on their platform. I'm from speaker. I can put my podcast on your platform, but every time I do, y'all don't respond. Call Amazon, tell them that I'm publishing my book from y'all, but I need my podcast on your show too to get more people. Now I got promoters to do that because they already got Apple and all that stuff. And they can get me more audience. And that's where the most of the audience at is on Amazon Music and Apple Music. You know, it's on 7.5 and you on iHeart, you on speaker and all that. But Amazon and Apple is where a whole lot of people is at. And that's where I'm trying to get my podcast on too. To get to more people, you know. More and more people. And my promoters, they can do that for me. But I want to do it. I want to put it on myself, you know. Y'all know what I mean. So, thank y'all for listening to this section. To this episode and everything. And I think it was a pretty good episode to make you think the next time you watch Stargate or the next time you drive past the desert and you look over your shoulders and wonder, or the next time you're in Nevada and you're at McCormick Airport, it'll be like, oh boy, that's right. You're right in the middle of the desert. You ain't that far from Area 51. You're right there. Believe me. And you might be an underground base. Might be an underground under McCormick International Airport to lead to Area 51. You never know. You never know. You never know. This is how sneaky our government is, guys. This is how sneaky they are. McCormick Airport. International Airport in Nevada. Las Vegas. That's right. Just think about it. Next time you fly in there. Even in LAX. Might be at a secret area. Yep. I can feel y'all thinking now. You know, because I'm thinking. I think I just broke in an area that I probably shouldn't have even went to. But thanks for listening, everybody. Have a safe holiday. Be safe out there. Welcome back, family. Go visit. Go eat that turkey. Because you didn't have a chance last year. And you didn't have a chance in 2020. So, we're back with our families, friends, going places. Get on that plane. Get on that train. Get on that boat. Go see grandma, uncles, aunts. Go eat that turkey. Fly to this state. To see Uncle George, go fly to see Aunt Turner, and then go to the next state and eat your own meal. We're back. COVID-19 didn't beat us. We are a strong country. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you always. All five of my children, my aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews, love you. Love you, fans. Thank you for listening. Safe holiday. Be good. Love you. See you soon.